Hello, hello to my lovely listeners. I wonder what today has brought to you as a learning experience and as we pursue these beautiful days. For me, I want to share on the limits a little bit more because yesterday, in 5 minutes, you can only say so much, and stereotypes is what comes to mind when I think of these limits and stigmas, and a lot of things that continue to tend to be a part of someone's thought process. And it's not so much that it's a part of it as much as it is the individuals say they want to promote change, transformation, right? That inner growth, reaching far beyond where they know that unlimited potential is, yet as they're thinking through these things, expressing themselves, going through life, what those stereotypes, stigmas, and anything external, which to me are simply guidelines that allow us to coexist, but that are talked about as if they were the only truth, is the component that a lot of individuals who I converse with seem to not be aware of in their decision-making process. So it's not about removing them because, of course, we are humans, we are part of this world, and it's only normal that our thought process includes the stereotypes, the culture, the stigmas. However, being aware of that is very different. It's like separating yourself from yourself and knowing where that's coming from and why it's coming from, and then making your choice. Okay, if I believe I can inspire to more, if I believe that transformation and change are unlimited, if I think of my world and life as a canvas and me being able to redefine everything, okay, what do I want to do? How about this? What do I want to do about these stereotypes and stigmas, opinions that I know are based on not, they're not the sole definition. I can change, for example, what a relationship is. There's a very, I would say, defined number of characteristics that people tend to give to what a relationship is. And even though they are different amongst them, and it's different depending on the people you talk to. At least from my experience so far, I have yet to meet. I mean, maybe I've met one person that actually goes beyond the lines, and when they're talking, so they say, my idea of a relationship is A, Y, and Z, but I realize that it's only because that's what I was taught. However, there are a number of different ways a relationship probably can be. I'm just not aware of them. That's what I'm saying when I say an individual, and a lot of them don't talk about it that way. When they're talking about that relationship for them and what it means, they still talk about it with the limits, with the guidelines, with the societal input, everything that, again, we've been taught, which is fine, but they talk about it as if that is the only fact, as if that is the sole truth. Not with the awareness that that is their sole truth, and that this is their definition. So I'm trying to give an example to show that difference. And obviously, as you all know, these are thoughts and shares so that I can help you to inspire that highest potential. And it is very important to me to share these components because they're repeat things I see over and over again, which bring limits. It keeps people limited to certain things. And I want to create that awareness to help to, and to also bring together others who have. So yes, share your experiences, your tips, anything that you feel our community could learn and gain from on their inner growth journey and all of these things. But for sure, for this podcast, what I wanted to convey is that, we want to be aware of those stereotypes, stigmas, those limits that we do have and apply. Not that they're bad, but just be aware of them as you are talking so that you may make a choice and really say, I'm going to break free from these limits. These are only guidelines. They are not the sole truth, the sole way. Looking forward to hearing from you. So calling in or find me on Twitter. Luna 12780, and in the meantime, have a lovely, lovely day.